Hello there, Little Thistle 16. I hope I can make you a sweet and soothing audio to make you feel better here. You requested some Japanese, and although I have just begun learning the language a little more than a month ago, I think I'll try my best at reading some poetry for you here and there. I looked at your profile, and I couldn't seem to find any audio recordings by yourself. So not knowing anything about you other than you'd need a little reassuring audio, I guess I'll just have to go and talk about poetry instead. The Japanese people have these haiku poems that are really short and lovely. I'll read them to you in Japanese, and then I'll translate them to you. I'll at least try my best. I'm sure some Japanese people will go and listen to this and be more than embarrassed by my butchered and frankly terrible pronunciations probably, but we'll see where this leads. So I'll try the first one here. Hige soru ya ueno no kane no kasumu hi ni. Getting a shave on a day when Ueno's bell is blurred by haze. See, these are a bit silly, but I think they have a lot of meaning, which I think is very, very beautiful. I'll try a bit longer one. Mukashi mishi omokage mo arasu otorete kagami no hito no horo horo to naku. The man I used to meet in the mirror is no more. Now I see a wasted face. It dribbles tears. Although it's not probably reassuringly beautiful or comforting, I think it has a lot of meaning. And I think that's very impressive for something that short. So, considering that probably was a bit more on the darker side of things, why not try something simple here? Like, Kuraki made ni murasaki fukaki budo kana. Purple unto blackness, grapes. Very simple indeed. You see, usually I don't do these recordings, just talking to some stranger. But something felt right about the compelling need to make someone feel good. And although my language is in both Danish, Spanish, and German is much better, I think Japanese is a cute little language to fall into. Let's try this one here. Kami ni sasu fuji no hanabusa mijikakeraba tatemi no ue ni todo kasairi keri. Oh god, that was a difficult word. Todo kasairi keri. Well, it goes, wisteria in the vase, so short, it doesn't touch the floor. I hope this little weird, cute recording can make you feel a little better. I can keep rambling about Japanese poems and random fun facts about myself, but I'm sure that'll bore you at the end of this. You see, sickness is a horrible thing, and I know the feeling of not being able to come out of bed. I wish my voice could cuddle you up a little, make you feel a little better. I have more than a few ways that I usually do that. You see, I've been experimenting with those lovely, lovely trance audios. One of them an hour long, terribly long. Perhaps I'll upload one once. Maybe you'll even give it a listen. Or not. Maybe I've put you off a little by my weird Japanese poems. Or maybe I've intrigued you. Regardless of outcome, I hope at least I could give you something interesting to listen to for a little bit. Albeit be just that. A little bit. So farewell, little thistle. Thistle? Thistle. Yeah, see, my accent makes it difficult for me to actually pronounce some words in a specific way. I'll go with Sissel. Sissel? Sithel. No, that doesn't work. Little Thistle, 16. Ah, see, that's much better. I hope you have a wonderful night.